The Sex Handbook, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Not Entirely by the Book, by Saksasauna. Tori didn't feel great as he walked home from work. He was so incredibly bored. Everything was so mundane. The worst thing was that he was pretty sure that's how other people saw him. A man who was nicely dressed and who knew what to say and do, but who analysed every aspect of his daily life and thought things through before doing anything. And he knew that Tanya, his wife, also thought this, that she longed to know the unknown depths and inner workings of her husband, and that she would very much like to go get him to do something risky. It was a rather despondent Tori who came home that afternoon. They'd had a seminar at work. A guest speaker from Sweden had spoken about needing to seize the day, that every day that comes and goes is life itself. You had to grab every opportunity and live life to the full before it was too late. At the very end of the seminar, they had to promise each other that they would do something at work in a new way. They were also told to seize the first and best opportunity to do something different in their private lives. "Throw off your inhibitions," the guest speaker from Dalarna had declared. He was a bit of a radical. "Yes, yes," thought Tora as he opened the door. "Surely I can read the post like usual." "Hello," he called. "Anything interesting in the post?" "Phone bill and a free book from some book club. The book's on the coffee table." He was aware of how strange he felt when he saw the title, "Spice Up Your Sex Life." She was surely up to some kind of game. Tanya hadn't left the book there without some kind of reason. "Okay," he thought. "I can show Tanya that I am a real man, flesh and blood." He was surprised by his own sudden good mood, and so feeling much better, he called out to Tanya, who came out from the bathroom. "Okay, so choose 3 pages in the book that we can try today. What do you want to start with?" This came out a bit quickly, but she understood what he meant. Smiling hesitantly, she mumbled, "Page 87. In a great mood, he turned to page 87. He skimmed the page and then said to his wife, fully satisfied, "Go back to the bathroom, take your clothes off and lie down on the bench with a towel under your bottom." He couldn't remember the last time he'd taken the initiative out of the blue like this. She protested. "But what about dinner, Tora? And I've promised to call my friend Vilde." "I can shave her too," he bragged. "Get your clothes off." He waited a few minutes before going to the bathroom. He knew that Tanya would be lying on her back on the bench.